Thank you. How's it going?
Not bad. It's Thursday night, and it's Spankwagon.
Yes. Welcome to Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Except I think I've got, like, Kramer hair. Kramer mullet.
Is there shit on my dick? I mean, just because I fucked a dildo whore doesn't mean I didn't get a herpes.
You. This is a Thursday already. Man, what a lousy fucking week.
It has been.
Man.
Not been a choice week for me.
No, not been a choice week for myself either.
So I've been really shitty.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, one great, you know, but, you know, speaking of shit, you know, I've been eating a lot of vegetables. It's turned green.
Well, that's good if it's turned green because of vegetables.
I feel like I've been eating algae, though. You know? At least it looks like I've been eating algae, you know?
Eating algae? So you've been kind of skimming Lake Mead, sucking off the top?
I'm a big placostomus.
Yeah, kind of. Placostomus? Is it macostomus or placostomus?
Placostomus.
Placostomus. Hmm. I always called him the macostomus, you know?
Placostomus.
I misnamed my fish.
Misnamed your fish?
Yes, the suction cup fish.
There's two kinds. There's placostomus and a Chinese algae eater. Chinese algae eaters become very aggressive once they reach adulthood.
Reach the what?
Adulthood.
Really?
Yes.
Mm.
Chinese engineers.
Hey, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Cracker Ash Cracker.
That's right. And, you know, Kill Whitey.
Kill Whitey. So, Cracker Ash Cracker and Kill Whitey here.
I wasn't prepared for that, but yeah.
It's okay. You have to be prepared? Well. Well, we do talk about nothing.
Yeah. So how's everybody doing tonight? Yeah, all right, yeah.
Ooh, all one person in the loyal chat room. Reverend Hammer's been there, though. I was online earlier today testing out my chat apps, because if you go to the index page, I've been trying something new by Whitey.
He's in there earlier?
Yeah, he's been in there for a while. He's fiending for some spanking.
Yeah, man.
Whoa.
I must get mod privileges.
Give me ops!
Yeah.
Give me
Dick ops! Ben! Ha ha ha!
So we're going to have kind of a mellow day, huh?
Hopefully. We'll see.
All right.
Interesting items in the news.
Yeah?
That's right.
Got some stuff for that later?
Got a lot of stuff for that later.
As do I. Finding all kinds of crap-ass news.
I wonder if you'd get the same stuff that I have.
Probably don't.
Don't know.
Probably that's don't have unique. Some of the same stuff you do, but that's good. That's unique. Website stuff, just since we always seem to start the show off with website stuff and information.
That's right.
GoatSex.com. Wasn't it Goatsy?
Something like
G-O-A-T-S-C
dot
and then dot E-X or something like that?
Yeah.
It was
something weird.
Yeah.
It was something awful.
Yeah, go check it out, folks. Great link.
That's right.
We didn't send you,
though. I actually don't have that, though.
We didn't send you, though. Yeah, no. We don't have that.
We don't have that link.
We did Extreme Elvis. And
God, that was the worst of, you know, fucking, you know, overbearing. It's like Marlon Brando putting on a jumpsuit and then getting naked, drinking his own urine.
Ew!
Yeah.
Man, you know, I was doing good.
Love me chicken tender. Stella, I can't see my feet.
God. Yikes.
Marlon Brando. Did I cover the story about Marlon Brando?
Booed off stage last week.
Yeah, that's nice.
God,
that's a fucking trip. Hanging up on lawyers too that are calling me, and not lawyers. I'm sorry, reporters. So we heard you got $1 million. Hey, he's a good friend of mine. What do you know? Click.
Hello. Remember hello.jpg?
Oh God.
Yeah. Hello.jpg. Oh God, I remember that.
See, somebody's like, asshole, dude.
Big time. Quite literally.
Some gastrointestinal stuff going on right there.
Yuck. Website stuff. I've been working on that new web chat with some more stuff by Whitey. And, of course, I fucked up twice.
And that's our new banner ad.
Hey, that's a great banner ad.
Isn't it?
That's awesome.
That's great, yeah.
Powered by Whitey. Yes. Fucking Tell. Fuck the Intel guy or the Dell guy. But, yeah.
Yeah.
I fucked up on one little thing. I hope they're not in there, but I did accidentally leave Undernet up under my Java chat, and I'm too fucking lazy to actually go fix it. Hey, it's Flying Cholo.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yes, we have a lot of different pictures.
Oh, yeah, we got some pictures for the gallery, folks. Definitely have some pictures for the
gallery.
Look
at that right there, man. That's a police lineup, virtually.
How are... Yeah, no kidding. Could you fit the description of this individual? Oh, he looks like...
Yeah!
Oh, God. Why did you take a picture of him?
Because.
Wait, why does it look like he jumped in there while you took a picture?
No, I said, here, when I'm taking a picture, he goes, ah! I just, you know.
Yikes. Everybody, we're going to put up tit. I got to edit out some of those backgrounds, though.
Yeah, no.
Gotta edit those out.
Yeah, that's great, man. We also have a lot more. You'll see a lot of these pictures I'm showing Trench right now.
That's nice.
Yeah. Smile, this is all.
She fell asleep on you.
Well, you know, poetry contest.
Oh, yeah, poetry.com.
Hey, it's the JPJ. I'll probably get fucking yelled at
for yelled that. Yelled at for that one.
That's okay. She hasn't done her homework assignment, so.
Hey. Yep, hasn't done the homework assignment yet.
You know.
You can't ask them. She hasn't cleaned my house yet.
No, no.
So you got to question some of their, you know, the integrities here going on, you know.
That's right, you know.
You people promise.
Flying J, at least, you know, if he promises, something comes through.
Yes, yeah.
So. That's right. Yeah. Very good.
Very good. All right. Let's see.
Okay. A lot of stuff going
on.
Yeah,
I fucked up the chat. So, Reverend Hammer, if you're sitting in the chat room, could you head over to the undernet side of it and make sure no one's just sitting in there? So, yeah, in case I accidentally send people, of course, if you want to chat with me, go to the index page.
It sounds like something somebody tells the 7-Eleven employee. Yeah, could you go around back, make sure nobody's hanging out near the dumpster?
Hey, you kid, you can't smoke doobie here. Get out of here.
God.
You're trying to stop passing, I'll call the police.
God damn, man.
What?
That was just impersonation gone awry. Who's in my parking spot outside?
Your park? Hell if I know.
Some minivan.
Yeah, I know. Probably from one of the neighbors, since I have neighbors all around me.
Yeah, and they had to park on you, that my fucking spot, man.
I'm sorry, dude.
Is your wife gone?
No, she's home.
She's home.
Yeah, she's
sleeping. Not leaving, is she?
No.
Okay, good, because I took up your whole driveway.
That's fine.
There you go.
She's sleeping. Only place.
I thought your in-laws were supposed to be here.
They left. They left yesterday morning.
All right.
They left yesterday afternoon. Yeah, they were here for a week.
How convenient.
Very.
Yeah.
Safe for me.
I don't get to see them at all, man.
No, you get to meet her mom probably when she comes back in a couple weeks.
What's she coming back for?
To visit with Michelle and help her with her class.
To get even with those casinos that took her money, yeah.
Yeah. My wife has to set up her classroom. And because she finally gets to move out of the team teacher environment and move into her own classroom. And that means we have to set everything up. So my garage
That's too bad. She won't have any else to blame the failing kids on.
No kidding. So my garage has been filled with just shit. Like number charts and letter charts and... all kinds of garbage. Needless to say, once she gets a room, it's all out of here and I get my garage back.
That's great.
I get tools.
What's that like being married to a teacher? Does she like grade you on everything you do?
No, but she's a first grade teacher.
If you write her a love letter, does she correct it?
She does.
She does.
She has. She has corrected my grammar. She corrects her grammar all the time, but she's a first grade teacher. So that means that you try to hold a normal conversation with her. And she'll get into that, not necessarily patronizing tone, but that teacher tone. Now, Mark, here's how it really is. Blah, 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 blah.
That's great.
Yes, dear. Shall I raise my hand to talk to? Can I go to the bathroom?
I'd love to just record for Spankwagon you two discussing bills. I'm sure that'd be an interesting.
No, don't say that, man. I just paid my mortgage and cried today. Every
Why?
Day. Well, I paid my mortgage.
It's your house, man.
Yeah, it's my house, and it leaves me with jack shit in that bank account.
You bought a house.
Man, I am getting fucking raped. Somewhere, somehow.
Really?
That's what I feel. I feel like I've been raped.
Really?
Yeah.
That's too bad.
Isn't it?
No, it's not. You bought a fucking house. Get used to it. Be a
man. All right.
Walk it off, goddammit.
Walk it off. How do you walk off getting ass raped?
You walk through it.
Ow! Ow!
Cotton swabs.
Boonk. Hey!
Look at that.
He didn't figure out how to add in his name, but that's okay. I don't think he could do the Nick command. Because of the simple fact that I locked that fucking application down.
That's great, man.
But, yeah, that's
Hey, listen, we got a listener in there.
Ray Ray.
There we go.
Why didn't you give Mad Props to Hammer?
Mad Props to... Shit, I forgot, but he's just regular. We figure he already knows he's appreciated.
We play as Don't Damn Me's.
Feel better? There you go.
Not as much left out.
Ha! It wasn't for you. It was at the retards at Walmart. Mad props to the retards at Walmart.
Yeah!
There you go.
Oh, he's recording this. All of a sudden we hear plink. Oh, so Ray Ray leaves. Quit. Spanked. I like Whitey. Whitey has an understanding of the sense of humor of this place.
Yeah.
That's nice. Quit. Spanked.
That's great, man.
That's very nice.
Yeah, Whitey always loves to put little shit inside.
Yeah. That sounded sick.
It was a figure of speech. Nothing okay. meant by violating a orifice.
Whitey leaves surprises.
Whitey.
When you least expect it, Squish.
I killed Whitey at work.
Hey, Ray Ray Rodriguez. There we go. Good job.
Hey.
You know, he's learning computers finally. I'm so proud.
hey, check it out, check it out. Well, hold on. It said, I got mail. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm back, dickheads. Yeah, we're dickheads, all right.
You got mail. Hope you don't have stock.
You've got mail.
$8 a share.
It was just up to 32 3 days ago.
Uh-uh.
Whoa!
Stock tends to go down when you're being investigated by the Securities and Exchange Commissions for fraud.
I heard that. What was it? How much? We spent $231 million in advertising. Great. You got a receipt? I don't know. What's a receipt?
You can just imagine there's like some sort of late night binge at the AOL office going, write them quicker, fucker! it's like the jerk, man. Okay, to Mrs. Weisenheimer for the AOL CD, $1.33! You know, we're writing up the fucking receipts.
AOL thinks it's Brewster's Millions.
Basically.
Let's spend money as fast as we can, because we'll make more!
Yeah. Except for once they spend it, they don't get a jackpot load. Especially since Time Warner. Time Warner is treating AOL right now like the whore in church, dude. I don't know her. No, never met her
before. Never met her. Well, you know, they do that a lot, though. Time Warner and all them, they buy up things. Like, they bought up WCW Wrestling and then worked them out of business.
I heard a great commercial on the way to work.
What?
I mean, on the way to over here. Well, I guess
this is work.
The labor of love, yeah. I heard by, this is actually true. I don't know if anybody's heard this, and if you haven't, I guarantee you will on the radio. The local cable company, Cox Communications, has a new little commercial out for digital TV.
Oh, dear.
I guess this comes from their legendary...
quote, Nixon quotes, man. Sweaty palms, Nixon quotes.
Marketing department.
Woo, marketing.
The commercial stating that people should stay home in Las Vegas and watch their digital TV so they don't get attacked by grizzly bears. And that grizzly bears are more likely to attack satellite owners than they are digital TV owners.
You're bullshitting me.
No, I'm not. I heard this on a fucking radio on 102.7, the 80s station.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, and this is the disclaimer at the end. Grizzly bears don't normally live in Vegas. Oh, but I guess they attack satellite owners. I'm tempted to buy a grizzly bear.
You know what, though? Stupid shit like that works. Because when we went to San Francisco, we went to budget. You want to know why? We wanted to rent a ranger, be your ranger. That clicked in our head. Remember that? The guy's feeding the grizzly bear.
Yeah.
You know, because he's a ranger for the day.
I prefer the other commercial.
And the bear pukes all over him. Just...
I prefer the other one right there.
What was that?
If the budget commercial for businessmen that are tense, they decide to put in, aromatherapy candles all over the car.
Yeah, they fall...
and they're all fucking asleep, and you see a shot of the car just driving over in a fucking embankment in oncoming traffic,
yep.
That's great.
Budget
knows how to do wacky ads, but don't threaten wild animals attacking. Jesus Christ.
If you don't buy our service, we'll send the bears to maul you.
Fucking A, man. I heard that shit, I'm like, oh, goddamn. Somebody...
I'm getting called
somebody
cheap.
Owed a lawyer a favor to go ahead and fight that in court.
Yeah.
You're getting called cheap.
I'm getting called cheap. I know what Panda Attack is. He reads PvP online. But anyhow, I'm cheap. That's why I went to rent a budget rental car. Yeah.
Stay away from National.
Yeah, National fucked us. National fucked us royally.
Yeah. And personally, when my mom's old Hyundai got in a wreck before, just got totally fucked up, the cars. We went through, I believe, went through three cars with National in 2 weeks.
Three cars? What was wrong with these pieces of shit?
Well, the first one, we fucked up. We took it to Death Valley and jumped it off-road. I slammed a curb with it, popped a tire, changed a tire, took it back. I was like fucking Hunter S. Thompson going, something's wrong with it. Then we get a Lumina, and the ABS malfunctioned and locked up. Then we got, it was four cars.
Screech!
It was four cars, because after that, We got a Ford Escort. Ooh, that's fine. Detroit craftsmanship right there. Fuck. That lasted a day. Like the Lumina said, no. Then we got a Buick. And a Buick wasn't half bad till the rotor started locking up on the passenger side.
What are you doing to these cars in the meantime?
Okay, I'm gentle with my car, as in I love my car, baby my car.
Yeah.
Except for speed
limits. Right.
So what I do
except
is
except for
I
showing up, open your door, open your door.
Yeah. That's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it's awesome.
So what you need to do is if you want to take better care of your own car, mm-hmm. go get a rental, even if it's for one day. Just treat yourself to it and thrash the fucking car. Drive it on curbs, spin Brody's in a parking lot, man. Do what you want, man.
Right, and here's the gimmick. Don't use your own insurance.
That's
use
right.
their insurance. It's
That's
12
right.
bucks a day.
That's right.
For you, and like $3 more.
I learned
for an
a lot.
Driver.
I'm sorry. It was 5 cars. Shit. I'm sorry. Fuck. I forgot. There was also a Ford Focus.
Ew.
Yeah. Ford Focuses don't like driving about, you know, 20 miles an hour, and then you defeat the solenoid in the shifter and throw it in reverse. I popped that cap off, shoved a fucking pin down there, went. Had to pop it into fucking neutral. That was my experience with a Ford.
You just did it just to do it.
It wasn't my plan. Like, yeah.
I think we had that happen accidentally. Someone, me and my friend Kevin, we were cruising around. It was in his little Dodge Shelby ES, like, you know, four-door turbo little piece of shit Dodge. Well,
2x2 through and through.
His was a 2x5.
2x5.
It was a 2x5, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what's funny about that? Mm. You know, Chrysler has gone back to using the, the original AMC 2.5 liter.
It's better.
Mm-hmm.
Better than their 2.5.
It doesn't eat head gaskets as much.
Exactly.
I read that online.
Yep. Mm-hmm. All par, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All because I had a 2.2 Dodge Shelby. Mm-hmm. Not Shelby. Dodge Shadow. And 100,000 miles? King. Also, after that got repaired, I kept blowing rings. The pressure would never stay the same across the board. I'd have 125 PSI in one and 30 PSI in another.
That's great, man.
You're supposed to have about, what, 90 PSI in almost mm-hmm. every cylinder? Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's great. You know, it's another fine piece of craftsmanship.
Mm.
Even more attractive than the Omni.
Hey, GLHS, man, that was a funny-ass car. Omni. The
Turismo.
GLHS. Go like hell special.
Yes. The
Turismo. Chevy Turismo?
No.
No.
The Ooh. Plymouth.
Plymouth. Oh.
Ah, God. Oh, yeah. Damn, man.
Yeah.
Eek!
Eek!
The Dodge Ram van, bye bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Dodge Ram is going the way of the dodo.
The Ram van is.
Yes.
Last time I remember, they're reintroducing something to take its place, like a different placard.
I forget. It's another German piece of shit.
Yeah.
Which is actually it's built off the UPS truck platform. Can you not? Uses the UPS drivetrain and chassis.
Does it have the big doors and you can almost stand to
know.
Drive?
I'm just picturing, who would want to buy a fucking car that color?
Shit brown.
No, it's not shit muckle brown. Shit muckle brown is far worse.
Yeah.
I wonder if it comes with the same engine. That's really going to fuck me up if my neighbor buys one.
Hmm.
Because, man, when you reach a certain age, man, a UPS man becomes Santa Claus.
Yeah.
You can hear that. And you hear that stop outside your house, man. And you will run to the window or run to the peephole, man. It's a package for me. You know what the worst is?
What?
Not when he goes to your neighbor's house, but he's stopping to look for fucking directions. And then takes off and goes elsewhere.
Oh.
See, I live in a cul-de-sac, so it's worse.
Oh, yeah.
The worst one I had was he fucking stops in front of my house, pulls around a cul-de-sac, turns around like, oh, shit, it's not for me. Throws it in reverse, parks, fucking leaves again. Fucking idiot, man.
Neater, neater, neater.
Yeah. I must say FedEx is much quicker, though, much more efficient, but they just don't have
expensive.
The same truck.
No, they don't have the same truck. Think about this, like DHS, I think there's one DSH or whatever that is, another
DHL.
Delivery. DHL.
The one who crashed a plane in Germany?
The one, yeah. Let's go up. Let's go down.
Did you hear what caused that?
Bad computer, I thought.
No. Good computer, bad pilots. Check this out. Two planes are coming to each other.
I thought they were one above, one below.
Well, no. They were coming at each other.
Okay.
What happened was it's a worldwide standard for air traffic controllers, no matter what country, they speak English.
Yeah.
Okay? So they're talking to the Russians. Go down, asshole. Go down. You know, you're coming in. You're not authorized to go this path. So the DHL goes, okay, let's go down, right? So they lower altitude. Well, the Russian gets too close at the last fucking minute, and the FAA, then the computer inside the Boeing computer goes, oh shit, collision! And did autopilot and took the plane down. That's what caused that plane crash over in Germany.
Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. The fucking monitor. Yeah, but that's what happened on that one there.
Oh shit, that's insane.
Fucking Russians.
Well, yeah, blame the communists. Or blame the Russians. Actually,
I was thinking fucking drugs, but then again, they you know, they were Russian air pilots. They didn't work for Air West.
Nice, yeah. Hey, you want to hear something really, really, really fucking sad that I witnessed today?
What's that?
Went to Main Street Station.
Yes.
Ray Rodriguez decided, hey, let's go out to eat, but I want to do something different. Let's go to a buffet. Okay, I think we could fit a buffet.
Main Street Station fits in California, just so you know, FYI, are owned by, I believe, Boyd.
Yeah.
And they do those two casinos specifically do heavy rotation for advertising to Hawaiians.
I believe it.
Think about Hawaiian food and a lot of Hawaiian people. Continue.
I did actually today, now that you mention it.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting. Well, that's why you go after a good market.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, we were at the
Main
Street Station on down Main on Street. Fremont in Maine, and right next to the famous Union Plaza. Well, yeah, well, famous but trashy.
Famous, yeah.
Hey, we got a fun one. Do we have that on the disc?
Which one?
Do You Realize?
Yes.
Yes.
I got that on the disc, man.
Right,
that's
right.
I also got Bad Days and some other ones too, man.
Good. We can reference.
I got some good stuff.
You
man.
Do. I'm gonna have to rip a lot of that off the disc and take it.
Go ahead. I didn't get all the good stuff, man. I just got an eclectic mix of a lot of weird shit.
Yeah. I know some stuff that I already
had. Some stuff too. I have even more down the cart, man. But you just have to convert it to MPEG.
I can dig it. Check this out. Me and Ray Ray, you know, after we ate, and there's something else when we were in the buffet too, but we went to go take a piss.
Yeah.
He took a piss. I had to go wash my hands because I had like gravy all over my hands. It's a long story.
What'd you do? Lose your wedding ring in the tray?
I need my ring! Start diving into the potatoes and gravy.
You know, that'd actually be pretty funny. That's a good scene for a movie.
Yeah.
Tom Green can make a movie, so can we.
Yeah, no shit.
That's right.
Yeah.
I saw Freddy.
All we have to do is rehash our bits and call it a movie.
Yes.
I mean,
I saw Freddy Got Fingered.
It's like Mr. Bean's movie that he did.
Oh my god, that was so funny.
It was rehashing of all his bits.
I never saw Mr. Bean. Except for, I never saw the movie. I've seen some of his bits. Rowan Atkinson is a funny guy.
Funny.
Mr. Bean is fucking annoying, though.
Yes.
If you've ever seen Rowan Atkinson live in Belfast, or you've seen Rowan Atkinson stand up,
yep.
When he does the various skits, he's funny as hell.
He's great.
I love it when he does a devil. He comes down, oh, yeah, says, atheists, don't all you feel like silly asses. And Jews, sorry, you were wrong. He, like, divides them all up.
Mm-hmm.
And the Shakespearean improvisation.
Yes.
Oh, ah!
He when he goes down on his knees, you hear,
and he just look of pain on his face.
Ow. Gotta rent that sometime again. Because my friend Joker, Ben back home has it, and we used to watch it all the time.
I saw three movies this week, three new movies.
Mm-hmm.
One shitty one, two damn good ones. The shitty one was Freddy Got Fingered.
We'll get back to that.
Man, fucking horrible. You know what I mean? Just
ignore
fuck.
It. Ignore
Don't
it.
Go to see that piece of shit.
Okay.
Damn.
Freddy Got Fingered.
Your hands are covered with gravy.
My hands are covered with gravy. I'm washing my hands. And we notice when we walk in the bathroom, the men's room, and all the urinals, it's like bare wall. And we're like, God, this is crappy. What the hell are they doing?
Bare wall.
Bare stone, graffiti, painted on, crap wall.
God damn.
Hold on. So we're like, God, this is pathetic. Well, Ray Ray goes up to the security guy. What are they doing? Remodeling behind the urinals or something? Is this wall like, you know, what's up with this wall? And he's like, oh, no, that's a chunk of the Berlin Wall. What?
You piss on the Berlin Wall?
No, you piss on the urinal.
Oh, okay.
You piss on the urinal, but the wall behind the urinal is the Berlin Wall, a chunk of the Berlin Wall that they bought and shipped here. And put it in a bathroom!
That makes no sense, man.
No, it doesn't. He put it is in the urinals. It is the back wall
that
of the urinals.
That makes absolutely no fucking sense.
It doesn't. It does not. And they have this nice little wood placard up above the urinals. This is the Berlin Wall. Da-da-da-da. Some photos. It's like a mini museum where you take a piss. So you've got people standing behind you. You're pissing. Someone's standing behind you going like this, looking up at...
Wow.
what's that Berlin Wall? Oh, there's a, okay.
And it'll be like, funny to hire some new maintenance employee and go, good God, and he'll paint it all over.
That'd be, God, you know, I could see that shit happening too.
You know, this is horrible. It's not up to OSHA.
Berlin Wall.
Berlin Wall.
Chunk of the Berlin Wall at the Main Street Station, downtown Las Vegas.
In the bathroom.
In the bathroom. In the men's room.
Well, do they have one in the women's room? Otherwise, that's sexual discrimination.
Hey, it is. I don't know. We gotta. I think we gotta get someone to go down in there. But of course, it seems like women and homework assignments just ain't happening here.
No, and your wife don't like downtown anymore.
No, she hates it. I mean, she likes it, but she doesn't.
Oh, it's downtown. Blech.
Pretty much.
I don't like Binion's. It's so smoky in there.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be. It's a casino.
It's a, not a casino. It's a gaming.
It's a gaming.
Gambling. Hall.
Gambling hall.
Gambling hall.
Gaming establishment is like a mini market.
And you go downstairs.
Bathroom there's actually kind of wood floors.
Wood floors in the bathroom and these old 1940s wood doors with the big panel window.
Don't forget the animal heads.
Opaque glass. The animal heads.
Fucking giant bison.
Yes.
Buffalo.
I like buffalo meat myself.
Yeah, I've never had it.
It's very good.
Hmm. Supposedly that white buffalo was born on the Indian reservation over in, I want to say Wyoming or Colorado or somewhere around the Four Corners.
I wonder what it tastes like.
White buffalo. But yes, the Indian nations are going absolutely apeshit because the white buffalo was born.
What does that mean?
Something about peace, tranquility, all that other good stuff.
Of course it does, man. They got fucking Indian casinos.
This is my wife. Sits with a full house.
My wife, Pit Boss.
This is my son, Bling Bling.
Bling Bling.
Bling Bling.
Bling Bling, come here. Okay.
Dealer Standum on 16.
In reservation casinos, they're the shit. Because we go to
never been to one.
You gotta understand, I've been to one. I've been to a couple actually. In Minnesota, there's one called Crystal Lake, and it was, you know, we thought it was cool. We're fucking 18 years old, able to go in and gamble. You know, so we're like, hey, cool. This is before they raised the gambling age to 21 across the country. We go in, we're gambling, blew my money, yay, done. No payout. I mean, out here, man. You go into a casino, and if you hear, you can hear a winning casino. Binion's, we hear people just going absolutely apeshit at the tables.
Binion's, you hear everybody yelling. If you go to a Stations casino where they have the slots right there, they purposely put the metal trays down below.
Yes.
Here you go. Here's a down-on-your-luck tip. Go to a Stations casino, and you'll see the metal trays below the slot machine.
Yeah.
They're removable, and there's always coins behind them.
No shit.
No shit. They always fall out.
I'll have to remember that.
Uh-huh. Funny thing is, I'm 23. I live in Vegas. I've never put a dime into a slot machine. I've never gambled at all.
Yeah, that's cool.
That's just me, man.
To each their own, though. I mean, me, I'll go and spend $5 and have no problem with it, but I won't spend mucho money. I mean, I've seen people go down with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and come back with a soft drink.
It's just not funny to me, man. I have no qualms about putting as much shit in my car as I can.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Gambling, though? No.
No, can't do it. That truly is throwing your money away.
I would rather go buy cases of Vagisil than gamble.
You have no need for Vagisil.
No.
None, I hope.
No.
Okay.
But you know what? Your wife ever had to go buy maxi pads?
No, I won't do it.
Tampons?
I won't do it.
You ever done that?
I won't do it.
I've been there when that happens. I've actually had to go to the corner liquor store and pick up tampons for a girlfriend one time.
Oh, Jesus.
That was, shall we say, awkward.
It always is, dude. It's horrible.
I'll take $100,000 and some tampons. Wow, what do you need? Oh, you only need woman rag. Okay. Because all liquor store owners in LA are Korean. 7-Eleven, they're fucking Indian.
Yeah.
Or fucking stoners.
And you know what? It's also like if you go to a Panda Express, they're all Filipino. Not even Filipino.
It's Chinese food.
Yeah. Although we did see it. We did go once, me and some friends from work. And cute fucking Norwegian girl.
Norwegian. Where?
At the Panda Express down in Neonopolis.
When?
Last week.
I will find her.
Yeah, yeah. Like on the sideburns. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's right. Want to ride the Wild Elmo? Yeah, come on.
Oh, God.
What? Well, it's an American tradition. We always bang on the first date. But they just met you. It's okay. It's like a handshake.
Ray Ray's like, what about the Mexican cooks we saw? She was hot. Or the Mexican we saw, she was hot. Yeah, a lot of cute chicks there. Mm-hmm. But that Norwegian, man, you should have seen
you
it.
You should go to the Panda Express in my house. I only know of like one Asian family that lives nearby, but this fucking Panda Express, it's all the time full of fucking Filipino people.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it. It's a fucking rice car show outside. I kid you not. I always fucking back the DeLorean into the one space right there, or when it's available, between all these fucking rice rockets.
Uh-huh.
And I look out of place. Not because it's DeLorean, because I'm the only car there with no fucking wing on the back. God damn, man.
We can get some cardboard and change
you
that.
You seen that? Fuck you. I don't need a shopping cart handle on the back.
Hey, just want...
It's in case
the boot.
That's when that shit breaks down, man. You push that fucking...
They gotta use the handle.
Oh, I've seen some stupid-ass rice rocket accessories. I've seen Indiglo stickers for the front windshield that say Type R. Mm-hmm. Indiglo badges on the back that say Type R. And trunk. You know how a trunk normally hinges like that?
Mm-hmm.
The trunk goes up like this. A conversion kit. So instead of flipping up, it moves backwards up on a diagonal angle and stays completely parallel.
Yuck.
I saw this shit on eBay.
Oh. Hey. We have the neon, neon vehicle.
Oh, God.
We saw that one time we were hanging out here. Now, this dude, little tracker-like vehicle.
It's like a four-door Chevy Tracker, some shit like that.
Where did we all see? The little blue LEDs.
Let's start with the first. Let's work our way back.
Okay.
First at the front bumper right there, we have the obligatory rainbow-colored fog lights.
Uh-huh.
And you know how bad we get fog in Las Vegas in the middle of the fucking desert.
Yep.
Number one. Now we have strobe lights that are inside of the front turn signals.
Yes, front turn signals. White strobe lights blinking.
Now, as we move back, we have blue
LEDs,
LEDs for the windshield washer nozzles.
Yep.
We also have turn signal indicators on the side of the vehicle, Euro style.
Mm-hmm.
That not only do they blink, but they have strobes in them as well.
Yes.
Now, I neglected to tell you fine folks about the neon that's underneath the... What is that? Is it green? Yes, it's green neon underneath.
It's a bluish-green neon.
Bluish-green neon underneath. The purple neon inside of the Geo Tracker with the shitty tinted windows with bubbles everywhere.
Nope.
Because somebody didn't clean their windshield properly. Now we move back and we have strobe lights on the back of this...
turn signals.
That's right.
They're also blue-dotted
mm-hmm.
for the brake lights. If you know what blue dots are, it's a
yes.
little it's a little purple disc. You actually drill your tail light.
It's actually blue. It's not purple.
Oh,
it looks purple when it's next to the
it's
red.
It's that dark bluish.
Yes.
But yeah, it's basically a blue little dot that goes in your taillight right above where the actual lamp
yes.
is.
Yes.
When the lamp hits it, it's a little prism, mm-hmm. shoots the blue into the red, and turns your whole taillight purple.
Exactly. Now, this isn't the end of the story here.
The exhaust.
Homeboy has an electric exhaust, as in he has lights inside the tailpipe and on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
So his exhaust pipe glows from the inside out.
Yes.
Picture this, if you will. Neon fucking radioactive green on the inside, and I'm queer as folk purple around the edge of the pipe itself.
Very bad.
Flashing everywhere goes down the fucking street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's like you got pulled over by a gay trooper.
And my wife likes it.
The fuck is wrong with your wife?
I don't know yet. But she actually likes it.
Be careful. Your status is going to end up that way.
You know what? It's just now out of warranty.
That's right.
Part of my lousy week. Part of my lousy fucking week. Hey, folks, we just blew past our first break. We're going to go ahead. We're going to take our first break.
That's right.
Should we play the song first?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to play a song. Actually,
Let's do a lead-in first. Let's explain to these fine folks what this song is.
Okay, we'll do the lead-in.
Last week, after our Spankwagon, Spankwagon has a normal pilgrimage to whatever filter is open at the time. Typically, it's Binion's for the cheap
whatever
food.
Filter is open at the time?
I mean, food. I'm like...
You looked at that and you said filter.
Yeah, I'm like reading shit as I pick it up. So anyway, we go wherever food's cheap. Sometimes if it's payday and it's, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, ka-ching, you know, like a bonus check, we end up at the Alibaba down at Aladdin,
mm-hmm.
where I normally eat something called Farley and drink Copper Camel and throw it up on the way to the car.
On my shoes.
That's another story. Or we will typically go to Binion's because it's cheap, we like the atmosphere, and we are basically Elvis hunting.
Yes.
Now, last week we went...
The old Elvis, remember we told you about
yes,
last week.
Yes, last week we were in search of Elvis again, and Elvis wasn't there.
Nope.
We couldn't find him.
We were kind of depressed.
So we went inside and we ate, and we tried to recoup, and then we came out. We saw something.
Interesting.
Yes. We're coming up behind it, obviously. Kind of snug up on it.
Yeah, we did.
What this was is it's a guy in a white suit surrounded by gorgeous, cute little chicks.
Gorgeous. I mean, the fucking hottie.
Damn, man. You know, I would have murdered to get, you know, that one right there.
Uh-huh.
But basically, this guy with the cute chicks in 90s.
Uh-huh.
And basically, skin tone lycra.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Nice, folks.
Now, the Victoria's Secret 90s that are see-through.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is not all that's in his little posse.
Mm.
He also has two bunnies.
Two bunnies.
In bunny suits with big ears and happy grinning smiles. And a frog in high heels.
And the pig in the bunny suit.
And the pig in the bunny suit.
Because there's a pig mask with
and they're giving interviews. Exactly. Yeah. About this something we don't know at the time what.
We had no clue.
He's talking about acid trips and floating through space and stuff. Trench goes around at the front to look at the cute chicks while they're all filming this at the time, okay, folks? This is a live interview.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I proceed behind this live interview that's going on, or at least this live being recorded, to proceed to stomp cockroaches. Going, hey, look, that's a big one!
And then just pounding on this ground, which you could hear it. You couldn't help but hear it.
Going, ooh, that one's still moving. And these are massive, like 2-inch long fucking downtown cockroaches.
They were huge.
Yucca Mountain's already got nuclear waste or something, and Vegas does because this shit is trickling down. These fuckers are growing massively.
Massive.
So I'm stomping cockroaches, and everybody starts to look nervous. The cameramen, the security guards, and everybody, and you know, I'm just being obnoxious and yelling. Then we go, as it turns out, we see them setting up for a movie shoot. We see cameras. We see a guy holding a steady cam, and he's got a stand to put the cam on to make some adjustments in a little film. And we're going, I'll be damned, they're shooting something here. And then, you know, they got a dolly right there.
Right.
And we're like, I'll be damned. And they're testing the lights up above Fremont Street. They're making some repairs. And as it then turns out, we begin to realize they're going to film something, so we decide to stand and watch. Now, we see the assistant director yelling around at people like he basically owns them.
Oh, yelling at people like the forklift drivers that work for Fremont.
Like, get that out of here, quick! They're going to move that now! Yelling about this forklift and the sign in the upcoming shot. So we stand there, and we see them get the dolly up, and everybody loads on the dolly, and the director gets there, and they get the clackboard.
Well, not just that, but let's first go on the fact that, you know, he's bossing everybody around, they're clearing out all the drunks.
Yes, security was like, flies on shit with the drunks.
Yep, flies on shit, which is different, because normally they're sort of like, get out. But now they're pushing them, they're shoving them, they're really working them out.
Threatening their asses to get out.
It's dark, all the casino lights are off like it should be when a show is about ready to start.
Yes, and then they start playing this shit overhead, and like they're going to film something. Like, what the hell kind of movie is this?
Steady cams are out.
Now, for anybody who doesn't know, Fremont Street has an outdoor audio system. So this is what we hear.
That wasn't the outdoor audio system.
Is it?
That was their speakers.
Is that theirs?
They did not use the Fremont speakers.
Whatever it was, we hear it and go, oh shit, that's an audio track. They're filming a music video.
Exactly.
At which point, this song comes on.
And let's see if we have it on here. Okay.
Do you realize that you have the most beautiful?
Do you realize that this song royally sucks?
And we yelled this
at the top of our lungs.
We heckled the hell out of these people. Had no fucking clue who they were.
No clue at all. Dude in a white suit playing a white guitar.
An old looking dude, too.
Old looking dude. Like gray, curly, gray, black, curly hair with a gray side.
Yes. Now, by the way, if anybody wants to see this right now, I believe it's at the AV Club for The Onion. Go to theonion.com and click on the link that says AV Club. They have an interview with this band this month.
That was The Onion that was doing that interview. You were going, oh, these roaches.
Yes.
That was
The
Onion
interview. This is a fucking interview, man. And what happened is you get to see a picture of this guy. Now, we thought he was like a fucking cult leader.
So
we're walking away.
Fucked up Yanni type. We were thinking Yanni.
Like new age
and
shit.
Crap.
So then we're like heckling, fucking walking away. Then they're setting up for a second shoot. And I'm like, dude, let's fucking stay. Because what happened was one of the chicks bent over and she had like a thong on.
Nice
dude. Oh, shit. Me and Trent at the same time went, yeah! And
of course.
Fucking applauded. In more ways than one. She got a standing ovation from me. So what happened is we're heckling. We're getting dirty looks from
everyone.
The pig and the frog.
Oh, the frog
and
hates...
And some red-headed chicken. The frog fucking hates our guts, you can tell.
Because we walked by going, God, that song sucks!
and imagine how funny this is to get dirty looks from a dude in a frog suit with high heels.
Wearing white high-heeled boots.
God damn. So then, yeah, exactly. So we fucking hanging out. And we're sitting out. We're like standing outside of Fitzgerald's now. And we're going, damn, where this is? So we're like, fuck, let's ask. So Trencherwalt goes up to one of the grips who's setting up some shit for the next shot. He goes, hey, dude, you know, can you tell us who this is? And he goes, oh, it's the Flaming Lips. And we're like, no. Now, of course, I fucking add insult. Trench goes, damn, he looks old. And I add insult to fear by going, shit, I thought he was dead.
And then I turn around and say, yeah, I thought it was because of an OD.
At this time, the key grip just like, okay.
Yeah, I gotta go.
I gotta go. I don't want to lose my job. And we just fucking heckled the hell. Now, we stood for a second shot to see that play again.
Mm-hmm. Just to watch him walk down in his white suit with his white guitar with
now,
the rabbits and bunnies and... Or rabbits are bunnies. And the chicks, and they're dancing.
Now, by the way, folks, the problem here is, all Trencher owns is a Macintosh, and...
nothing wrong with that.
No, nothing wrong, but my IBM's out of commission right now, so mm-hmm. I'm only on my Macintosh. The FlamingLips.com is supposed to have video clips of that shit, but it won't play on Macintosh, so if somebody wants to go ahead and take a look at that website to see the video clips they have up right now, please go ahead, feel free.
Yeah, because they do have the video clips up. But this is the fucking Flaming Lips.
Down on Fremont Street, singing that song. And we were like, oh my God.
What is this shit? Because that's exactly the way we looked at it. What is this shit? So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think Reverend Hammer was saying something there about what room? Ars Enemy? Saying right now this song sucks. So, hey, everybody who's in the, I can't pronounce it, but Ars Enemy, hello. Spankwagon Radio, spankwagon.vftp.net.
Yeah.
We are whores.
We're gonna.
We'll say it again, spankwagon.vftp.net.
That's right. You better go there.
Uh-huh. Now we're going to take a legitimate break.
Yes.
We'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Back when we're done.
Enjoy the 80s songs. We'll be back.
You guess.
Definitely back.
Yeah, definitely back.
Spankwagon.
Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new edition. Jumping on the mic like good.
Back.
Hello.
Just in time to interrupt the good song.
Very okay. Good song. God, we should finish listening to that after the show.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to replay that one.
All right.
Get my audio That's back right. to normal. There we go. You wanted to read something.
Yes.
So.
That is right.
I am giving you now your moment.
That is correct. I am Master Thespian. Yes. Verboten fruit cups of maniacal pleasures. Your sight is as slow as my grandmother's bacon crispies. You need MSG, like I am needing a hole in my head to be licked hard. On and off goes the light switch of my foes. I cannot stop to pounding and banging in the head of my wife's parakeet. Make it stop before I chew the naga hide more again. Scratch the enamel and food off my teeth with a live motorbike tire. I cringe because I weep for the soybean and Comstock futures of my ancestors, descendants, friends, relatives, neighbors. Dig.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's really, really fucked up. I mean, there's fucked and that's fucked.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I have a good link to it. I'm fine. Okay, how about you?
Hey, do you know what you're listening to?
What's the last? Oh, I know. Spank Wagon!
Spank Wagon Radio, only at
spankwagon.vftp.net.
And of course, you can always find us chatting at Downnet tonight.
Yes.
Pound Spank Wagon.
That is the room name.
Yes.
And of course, hope you join us.
We'd like to have you joining us, not just to join and leave, but to join and stay and chat.
Yes, because we've already had Ray Ray leave.
Yeah, Ray Ray, he's like, yeah, some girls called me, I gotta go. If there's any human being in the planet that leads life with his dick,
it
is Ray Ray. Speaking
like
of Ray
say,
Ray,
God only gave you enough blood to operate one at a time.
Exactly.
Dick or brain.
Yep. So he goes today. We were at the Main Street Station having lunch,
pissing in front of the Berlin Wall.
No. This is before the Berlin Wall.
Huh.
This is before we had a wee in the Berlin Wall.
Yeah. That's the goal, baby.
That's the goal, baby.
That's like some sort of Scheiser video. Anyhow.
So we were, eating, and he gets calamari at the buffet, and he comes back with this big ass lemon. I'm like, where'd you get the whole lemon? He goes, oh, you're going to think I'm ghetto. I go, where'd you get the lemon? He goes, well, he kind of took it. Huh?
Well, was it garnish?
Yes.
Fucking idiot.
It was a lemon that was left on the display, sort of around the food. He couldn't find any normal sliced lemon, so he stole a lemon, cut it open, and
I
used
just
the lemon.
Gonzo there with a big fucking hunting knife going, I need to cut the limes. Fuck. Mm-hmm. Where'd you get that big fucker?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he...
He's stealing garnishes and decorations.
He's stealing the decorations to eat.
So, you know what's been really funny about
if
that?
It was not
wax.
Real. Yeah,
yes.
If it was wax, we would have rolled over laughing.
Ah, shit, what the fuck's that, eh? I can just picture him saying that.
Eh? He's Canadian?
Nah.
He's the Canadian El Salvadorian.
You've never been around Hispanic people.
Oh, no.
Hey, what's up, eh?
Hey.
Like, hey.
Oh, yeah, okay, I see. The cholo type.
Yeah, they're not like fucking, yeah, eh? So, let's go do a drive-by, eh?
Hey.
Oh, yeah, eh?
You start up the pickup.
like this is for La Raza, eh?
Hey, let it warm up, man.
Damn, man.
Fuck, who's not Canadian?
God. There's a red-letter moment in fucking Spank Wagon history. Jesus.
He's not... So, yeah, Ray Ray Rodriguez is, steals the
big
garnishes.
Fucking, did he cut it with a steak knife too?
Yeah.
I knew it. I'm surprised he just didn't fucking go and start fucking peeling.
I was
right
expecting
there.
Him to start doing that, but I'm like, I'm glad he did because think about that. How many hands and snotty kids and all that has just brushed against that little lemon?
You know that somebody walked up after their shift was up going, where the fuck did the lemon go?
And they're looking for it on the buffet, and it's gone.
Shit, somebody's got to go buy another lemon.
Hey, I got news.
You got news.
I got news.
I got news.
You got news?
Yeah, got
Would you
news.
Like to go first?
Sure.
All right, go first.
In Lima.
Lima.
Mm-hmm.
Peru?
Yes.
Ooh.
There was a nightclub that was operating illegally.
Aren't they all?
Not all.
I mean, mostly, don't they just kind of make a building that's a squatter building? Plastic over the sheets, condemned anyway, and they just turn into a club.
Well, that's a good call on this part, and this story has a unhappy ending with a funny twist.
Aww.
They were celebrating their 4-month anniversary, operating illegally, of course, by having Safari Night.
Ah, I just got bounced. Safari Night, okay.
Safari Night. So basically, Safari Night consisted of a safari theme, and what's a safari without a lion and tiger in a fucking cage?
Oh, no.
This is a four-story abandoned building, which was taken over, hence why they're operating illegally. Gee whiz, how did you know that one?
Hmm.
On the first floor, they had a big floor show, complete with fire dancers.
Okay.
Dancing with fire.
Isn't that what a fire...
That's right.
Never mind.
Unfortunately, the fire dancers are supposed to keep their hands to themselves because they set the ceiling on fire. Now, this is what's funny. At first, the drunk-ass barflies are applauding because they think it's a part of the show. So they're really clapping their hands. Then they realize the fucking building is on fire.
Nice.
Now, this isn't what's the best part. The funny part about this is... Well, I shouldn't say funny. I should say a trivial sort of, footnote to this is... Since it was an illegal club, they didn't have properly marked and properly working exits.
Correct.
And this was a four-story club.
Oh, dear.
In all, 30 people died.
Eek!
The fire spread rapidly. You know why that is? Because they tried to put it out by throwing their drinks on it.
Quick, put out the fire. Give me that scotch.
Yes, they were throwing all kinds of liquor on the fire in an attempt to put it out.
Nice. It's like that one in Israel. That the wedding dance.
The tragedy was both the lion and tiger were burned alive.
They never had a chance.
Nope, they were in a fucking cage. Fucking... God damn, man. And why is it every time we yell, we always have the fucking, silent spot right when the monitor pops up?
Right when the monitor
pops up,
just,
man.
Yeah.
Jesus. No, you don't have to throw the monitor away. It doesn't work anyway.
Doesn't work. It's still so loud.
No, but basically that's what happened. But, yeah, the wedding in Israel.
Yeah, the wedding in Israel. Remember, they were all dancing. Remember, this was big-time CNN. They're all dancing on the do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And you just watch everybody on the dance floor disappear as the floor gives out of underneath them.
Yes.
Broken legs, death and pestilence, just...
The whole... They're fucking just... These people are like... it's like a House of Pain video. Jump around. So it's like, jump around. Speaking of which, guess what? I have a good song for you guys. I have two live Jews.
Two live Jews are in here?
Yes.
I might have accidentally played it because I'm just going to play through the whole thing.
All right.
But we'll get
it's actually towards the end, so you haven't got it.
All right.
But anyhow, yes, that's what... That was...